This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bob Zimmerman about new information, the effect of weightlessness, extended periods of weightlessness. We knew that it made bones brittle, so much so that you routinely see when astronauts or cosmonauts or taikonauts return to Earth, they're put in chairs and carried around because their bones are either brittle or very, very weak, very weak. Everything is weak. There's also effect upon the eyesight, we're told. Other effects that wear off after time, we're told. However, Bob here reports on one that is fundamentally dangerous, which is stem cells being damaged or aged out. Any effect on stem cells? Now, is there recovery? Perhaps partial, but that would not be thrilling to volunteer into a partial damage to your stem cells. What is to be done is the focus. Here's Bob to explain what the problem is. More of this tonight.
One of the things that we face if we want to go to Mars is that you're going to be in, with present technology, you're going to be in weightlessness for 6 months at least to get there. And all research on numerous space stations, both Russian and American, have shown that after 6 months in space, there are significant physical problems, weightlessness, mostly having to do with muscular strength. You become weak. If you land on Mars, even at one-third gravity, it's going to be questionable whether a person can function. And there won't be a crew from a helicopter there to give you lawn chairs like they do in Russia and in the United States, stretchers. You're going to have to function. This is an unknown. And there's lots of other medical issues that have been found along the way that weightlessness is not necessarily good for. Bone density goes down. Your bones could actually break in a high enough gravity after 6 months in space. Researchers now from the University of California in San Diego have done stem cell research on ISS, ranging from 32 to 45 days. And what they found is that weightlessness appears to age stem cells significantly. They don't function as well. They don't produce the cells you need for numerous things in your life. There's DNA damage they've detected. They have found, and this is consistent with a lot of other studies, that when returned to Earth, the stem cells recovered somewhat. Not completely, but appeared to recover.